It's our weekly Salute to Service Freedom Friday segment. We do it every Friday at this time as a way, a small way for us to tip our cap and pay tribute, always remembering those who serve our country, our first responders, the sacrifices their families make on a day-to-day basis. Last week, of course, we caught up with the ladies of the South Carolina National Guard on their new podcast called Family Guidons, where they help navigate all the different ups and downs that go with deployment and having someone in their family serving our country. And again, you can listen to their podcasts wherever you may listen to podcasts. Just type in South Carolina National Guard and the title of their program, Family Guidons. Our friend Chris Palke reached out to us last week and wanted to jump on the show as part of our Freedom Friday Salute to Service segment here on this Friday, February 13th. Tell us a little bit about his organization. They are the Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club. They've got chapters all over the country, including right here in South Carolina. And we welcome in Chris here this morning. Mr. Palke, how are we doing today on this Friday morning?
Hey, Joe. Good morning. Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to give us a little insight, in terms of, well, first and foremost, a Marine, once a Marine, always Marine, as they say. With that said, when did you serve, and what guided you towards enlisting in the Marine Corps, if you don't mind sharing some of that information? Just give us a little backstory on who you are and what you're all about.
Yeah, so I think a lot of veterans probably share the same, a similar story as I do. I joined the Marines in 2003, right out of high school. And I think the catalyst for that is similar to a lot. I mean, once 9/11 happened, I think that kind of drove a lot of people to kind of move forward and kind of fight for our country and for a lot of things that were going on there. So I started from 2003 to 2007. I was a dumb grunt, as they call us in the Marines. You know, when I joined the Marines, I thought that's all there was just infantry. And so, I mean, that's what I wanted to do, but I was I was a little shocked when I found out there was other MOSs, but I had a great time, great memories. And as always, I like to say I enjoyed the clowns, but I don't miss the circus. So,
so you put in 4 years, you got out, kind of what was that transition like? So obviously you're a young guy, committing to those 4 years of service and with a brother-in-law who is a Marine, with many other friends of mine who either served or have served within the Marine Corps. No doubt it changes you in many different ways as you then got out and then transitioned into your civilian life. What was that like for you, following post-2007 service?
Yeah, it was a tough time. Recall that was, we're kind of going up right against the recession back then, and so jobs were kind of tight. So, I didn't have a whole lot of direction. When you go into combat and stuff like that, your skill set's kind of limited to an extent. You've got a lot of good leadership skills and stuff like that, but it was definitely a challenge. But I adapted to the situation and found a good job coming out and was able to support my family moving in, and just been very blessed, over the years transitioning to that. Unfortunately, that doesn't always hold true. Some veterans don't have that footing, and even if they get that footing, one of the things is that drove me to Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club is just that that desire to have that brotherhood again, that camaraderie, and truth be told, that's something that's really not easily replicated anywhere else that I've seen. That bond is unmatched.
There's no question, the brotherhood, and it's almost like you return to your roots, so to speak, and like you then quickly turn into a bunch of schoolgirls, and not schoolgirls that are slapping each other around in the schoolhouse or the schoolyard, in that you're a bunch of like giddy little guys again, just hanging around with the boys when you do get together, and again with some family members and friends who are veterans. I see it in their eyes and their faces; they light up immediately once they get around some like-minded folks, because as you mentioned, it's hard to describe to someone who's never served, particularly in combat situations, what those experiences were like in terms of resources and different sorts of things. Were you willing and open to accept some of the resources? Were there enough out there for you to kind of help you transition? And I know, obviously, you joining the Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club helped with that, but a lot of different people experience a lot of different things when they have to go through the VA and everything that comes with entering and re-entering normal life again.
Yeah, so resources are out there. The problem is, especially when I got out, was tapping into those resources. There's a lot of red tape you got to kind of cut through. And so that's the challenge. You know, the VA's out there. They're definitely doing great things. And there's other veteran organizations, but they're larger in nature, and it can be very tedious to kind of tap into some of those resources, and very tiresome. I know a lot of veterans that after so many years, they just kind of give up. And so the good thing about us and the Leathernex Nation Motorcycle Club is we help out our local veterans here. And while we're not large like some of these larger entities, you know, we can bridge the gap to where it makes sense, where we can help these veterans out, whether it be covering rent or helping them get into an apartment. A family member dies and they need help with whatever the case is. You know, we had a couple instances where veterans were killed in an accident or whatever the case, and you know, the wife and kids are struggling. We were able to help them out. And so that's what really drives us is not only being able to help our veterans, whether it just be on a monetary, financial emergency or, you know, the other big thing is just being able to show up for them. You know, we talked there briefly about showing up, and we put on four major events is generally what we're doing right now to raise money for veterans. And I tell you, I'll be honest, you know, I talked to my guys about it. And really, in most cases, it seems like the veterans that show up there are more excited to just be around veterans. Mm. And it means more to them than, you know, any money we could actually raise for them. Now, you know, obviously money talk, you know, you say, you know, when you don't have money, it's good to have some, you know, so, especially when you're going through some struggles. But I tell you, that camaraderie is something that's, you know, it's unreal.
Talking with Chris Palke, he's with the Leathernex Nation Motorcycle Club. They've got chapters all over the country, including here in the Carolinas. Obviously, you're a motorcycle enthusiast, Chris, or you wouldn't be attracted to joining a motorcycle club. With that being said, how did that whole interaction come to be? And as you highlighted some of the things that you try and do to help out your fellow brothers in arms on any given day, but what does that look like on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month?
Well, really, I mean, you know, when we're not out riding, I mean, everything kind of revolves around, you know, doing what we can to help veterans or supporting other veteran organizations. You know, so for instance, you know, we hold, you know, two big events during Bike Week, spring and fall, and we try to hold those at the American Legion, so it also complements them and helps them out, raise money to help vets from their side as well. So our four major events, we have the one upcoming right now is the St. Patrick's Day. It's actually our third annual Green Weenie celebration. And we started this several years back, but it started just a ride, and now it's turning into a ride, car, bike, and truck show. So basically what that's going to look like, we're going to start from the Harley shop at the beach. It's going to be police escorted, which is a great ride. We go down the whole Grand Strand, down 31, and end up at Beaver Bar. Beaver Bar, Leslie over there, has been a great advocate for veterans and helping out. And so we're going to have a car, bike, truck show kind of set up there. It's going to be very family-friendly. We're going to have live music, food. It was a really good time. The last one we did one for the Marine Corps birthday and Veterans Day, and then we also did one, we called it the Welcome Home Ride. And that was really kind of a staple that we put together to kind of reach out specifically to our Vietnam veterans. And I get a lot of thanks. A lot of veterans, younger veterans, get a lot of thanks and appreciation from the Vietnam veterans. They attribute us to letting it be okay to be a veteran, being celebrated as a veteran. They didn't get that opportunity when they came home. Now, granted, we had, you know, I still had instances where, you know, we had people protesting and calling us baby killers and all that. But The Vietnam vets, I can't attest to ever have to go through the things they did, and I really wanted to pay tribute to them and recognize them for all the sacrifices and the heartache they had to go through before us.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but I guess I'll do that here. We're here with Chris Palke with the Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club. They have a chapter here in the Carolinas and all over the country. First, before I get to the question, how many members do you have locally with this chapter?
We got, almost 10 members. And we're not a huge chapter, but we're doing huge things.
With that said, what do you think changed in the sentiment of the average American from the Vietnam era and no doubt towards the back end of the Iraq, Afghanistan conflicts, 18 years in Afghanistan, towards the back of President Bush's term in office? There were lots of protests and outrage, but it wasn't necessarily directed at the military personnel serving. It was more of the political aspect of what was going on there. What do you think changed in the minds of the American people in terms of how we looked at veterans and active duty service members in the Vietnam era as compared to the era in which you came up?
Yeah, I think, and obviously, I wasn't around for Vietnam, not to date
sure.
myself, but, obviously politically driven. I think the big catalyst really was 9/11. I mean, for such a tragedy, it's great to kind of look back on. And the next day after 9/11, just the unification of this country, seeing everybody have a flag draped outside their front door. And I think that was one of the major differences. And I think people were more kind of bought into, wow, this is America. This is, and now, unfortunately, in some aspects, I feel like we're kind of getting away from that a little bit in today's kind of climate. But a lot of people got to remember there's only one color, one creed in the military, in the Marines, Army, whatever have you. And the Marines, you're green. That's it.
Now we're talking again with Chris Palke for a few more minutes with the Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club and the Carolina chapter. And again, they've got chapters all over the country. Chris, before I let you go, if someone wants to get interested in participating in your third annual Green Weenie Ride during St. Patrick's Day, if they are interested as a motorcycle enthusiast in joining the club, and or if there's a veteran out there that might need some sort of assistance that you can lend some resources to, what's the best way to contact you?
Yeah, so my email is probably the best way, and that's lnmcvapor@gmail.com. That's Lima November Mike Charlie Vapor. You can also reach us on Facebook, LNMC Tarawa, or Instagram, Leathernecks Tarawa Chapter. Any of those will get us to you. You guys come out and help us, come out and attend the event, volunteer. We're also looking for sponsors. If you're interested in sponsoring us, we have a sponsor program that'll get you, visibility throughout the community. And so we appreciate everything the community does for us. But if you believe in something and supporting the men and women who serve this country, come out and stand with us. We'd love to have you. We'd love to meet you. And love to learn your story.
Chris, thank you for what you do as you continue to serve our area in a different capacity these days, but no doubt much needed here throughout our region and all across our country. So again, you could email him if you want to learn more about what they do, why they do it, to get involved. If you know somebody that needs a helping hand through some of the assistance they provide, email Chris. That's lnmcvapor@gmail.com, or look up their Leathernecks Nation Motorcycle Club and the Tarawa chapter here in the Carolinas. Chris, thanks again for reaching out, and no doubt keep us in touch, man. We do this every Friday a little after 7:30. We'd love to have you back to learn more about what you're up to.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Joe.